Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New York star Ramona Singer, who spills all the details on the new season, her dating life, and if she's spoken to Dorinda Medley since her exit. So when we kick off the season, where do we find Ramona in her life?
I think you're going to find me very settled. There's like an air of comfortableness about me. It's just, I don't know. I'm just giving off, a different aura.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that is?
I think, you know, being with Mario and Avery during COVID and realizing I am such a people person that being with three people all the time, as nice as it was, I need more. And it made me really value my friendships and my family.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what was that time like, quarantining with your ex and your daughter? Did it make you miss Mario at all?
You know what? We have a rhythm. We've always had this rhythm together. And we had a rhythm like he'd make the smoothies for breakfast and I would plan the dinners. And he'd cook dinner one night. I'd do it another. Avery, we just came together as a family unit because we always called ourselves the Three Musketeers. It was really good. It was really, really a really wonderful experience. It was sad when it ended, but you know, we have our own lives and right. Mario and I were friends, but we're not going to get back together as husband and wife, but we do respect each other. We have an admiration and it was really lovely.
Good. I mean, that's that time that you can never get back. And I think that's what a lot of people appreciate.
I mean, I was just there for Easter. I made Easter dinner for everyone. I was there for Christmas. So, you know, we are able to be together for our daughter and it's lovely.
That's great. I mean, what was it like filming during the pandemic and, you know, kind of like in the midst of all of this? I mean, was it hard? There was reports that somebody came down with COVID while you were filming too.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question. So first of all, when they said to me and everyone, we're going to start filming, even though it's COVID, I was like, wow, this is exciting. And we're actually able to work because so many people couldn't work. So I was just excited to get back to working again. And what I really respected was how our production company really followed all the COVID rulings and protocols to the utmost. So I felt very safe the whole time. Now, filming under COVID is very difficult, obviously, because we can't go to like any restaurant. We can't like have a party for 20 or 10 or 30 or 40. We all have to become more creative in what we're doing together because otherwise we could be really bored. And if we're bored, you're going to be bored, the viewers. So the good news is during COVID, we came out with more episodes than we did without COVID because we really started thinking, what can we do to be creative and have fun? And we really came up on our own with some great ideas.
That's great. I can't wait to see. Leah said that this was the most polarizing season yet. Do you agree?
This is the most fascinating season yet. It's fascinating because to see the dynamics that we all go through together, the conflict and resolution. And remember, it's just five of us at all times, you know? So it was really, really interesting and fun to do. And just, well, it's not always fun, but yeah,
I mean, was it more stressful, like, you know, filming under COVID, like you said, because you can't have these elaborate, huge parties. It is just the five of you at all times. So it's almost like,
well, we had to get more resourceful. I mean, people think our show is scripted. It's not scripted. So, you know, I plan, you know, you'll see in the trailer, I plan the Audrey Hepburn breakfast at Tiffany. And I enlisted my girlfriend, Nuri Haas, to decorate the table, like very exotic over the top. And Leah did a Burning Man party. So we all got really, and oh my gosh. And Lou did the beauty pageant. I mean, we came up with these great ideas, and one was more fun than the next, all these themed parties. And it was really fascinating.
Definitely. You know, we're going to see in the first episode that Sonia was a little distant to you and Luann, you know, during a period of time. I mean, was that hurtful to you or?
Absolutely. I mean, I love Sonia like a sister. We have a great bond, but you know, she pulls away, and you're going to see during the season what Luann and I do to confront her and talk to her about this and really show how we feel. Because the thing is, during COVID, what you do realize is friends and family are the most important. And Sonia was sort of pulling away from Luann and I even before COVID. So we really, you know, talked to her about it separately.
Yeah. Was it something
together, but away from the group. So you'll see whether we were able to deal with it or not and what the outcome. I mean, everyone has their issues this season, and we all really dealt with things in a different way, in a very humanizing way, in a very special way.
Yeah. Was Sonia pulling back because she had a problem with you, the two of you, or was it something that she was going on internally with herself?
It was a lot of different things, more of the things that was going on in her life. And I think Sonia as a person, she likes to always be the good time Sonia, and she doesn't want to show when she's going through something bad. And what people have to understand with true friendship, you know what? We're there more for the bad than the good, because that's what a friend is.
Yeah, definitely.
So you'll see us trying to explain that to Sonia, and you'll see whether or not we get through to her or not.
Definitely. I mean, what kind of hardships are we going to see you go through this season?
You know, I don't really think I'm going through anything bad right now. I mean, I'm very blessed in my life. I'm, you know, studying for my real estate license. I feel very content with who I am. I'm glad my social life has resumed. I'm living a beautiful life between New York, the Hamptons, and Palm Beach. And I'm very blessed. I even went to St. Bart's. I mean, I can't complain. I'm living my life. I'm living the best life.
You're living your best life. I love it. What is it like having Luann as a neighbor?
I love it. Luann and I have come full circle. We're really good friends now. I just had lunch with her actually at the Mandarin in Miami, and I adore Luann.
Yeah. What did you think of her relationship with Garth? Because we see that a bit in the trailer, that he makes some appearances, and you know, what did you think of their relationship at the time?
I thought she was very happy with Garth, and he was happy for being with her. And you know, people come into your lives at different times to bring you happiness, and he came a time in her life where she needs some extra happiness, and he's there for her. Now they both moved on.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that they split?
No. I mean, you know, think people come into your life for different reasons. So he came into her life at a certain time, and then time to keep it moving.
Who would you like to see her with? Like, what kind of person would you like to see her with?
Well, first of all, I'd love to see her with a man who's like athletic like her, because she's very athletic and in shape. She loves to play tennis. She's a good golfer, swimmer, yoga. I mean, she's never looked better. I mean, she's living the best life too. Someone who, you know, has a schedule that they don't have to work, let's say, from 8 to 8 every night, because she can be loose and fancy free a lot of times. And someone just can adore her and love her. And also someone who doesn't drink, because that would be the best for her. Someone who's like on that same kind of health kick, where they just want to eat healthy and not drink.
Mm-hmm. How is she doing with her sobriety?
She's doing phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Because, you know, I think we're going to see her maybe slip up a little bit, but then she kind of gets back on track this season.
She doesn't slip up on the show at all. She doesn't slip at all when we're filming, but she does admit to slipping up a little bit during the summer, which made her recognize, which I think takes a lot of guts and courage, that she and alcohol just don't go together anymore. As she says, I'm allergic to alcohol.
I love it. What's dating been like for you? I mean, has it been hard during this time, and are we going to see it on the show?
You know, well, we can't really date anybody on the show, really. When we're on the show, it's COVID. And yeah, I was seeing someone a little bit, but that didn't work out. And that's okay, because at this point, I don't need a man. Mm-hmm. I'm financially independent. I have a great social life. I already have a child. Mm-hmm. And I just want someone who's going to be a good match for me. I'm not going to just settle just to settle.
Yeah. Do you want to get married again? Or are you just kind of looking for...
I don't think I need to get married again. I've already had the child. I'll never say never, but I just would love to find a partner. But till then, I'll just keep having fun.
Good. Good for you. You know, where does Ebony rank among newcomers for you? Because she seems like a lot of fun.
You know what? She is a very strong personality. There's a lot of similarities between us. We both are self-made. We both put ourselves through college. We both speak our mind. I meshed with her immediately. Like, she and I were both surprised how well we just clicked together. She was like, she seamlessly, but you know, she can call, you know, she can get a little tough. She gets tough. I mean, she can get tough. She got tough with me, tough with Lou, but that's okay. I can take tough. And I love the fact that she likes making cocktails, and she makes this mean ass drink called the French Martini, which is one of my new favorite drinks.
I love it. I mean, what are your thoughts on finally having some more diversity on the cast? I mean, I know so many people were so excited to have her join the show.
No, I'm very happy that we have diversity now. I mean, New York is a melting pot, so I think it was the perfect time to bring her in.
Yeah, definitely. You said you had an immediate bond with her. I mean, why do you think that was? And, you know, you almost had an immediate bond with Leah when she first came on the show too. So do you feel like you're very welcoming to the newcomers?
You know what? I am welcoming to the newcomers. Mm-hmm. I know it's like, it's not easy. And listen, I'm not going to welcome you just to welcome you. I have to like you. Leah and I definitely butt heads the first season. We definitely butt heads again this season. But I never really butt heads with Leah. And you see at times, like, you'll see Sonya maybe getting a little jealous of the bond I have with Leah. Mm-hmm. And maybe even, you know, Sonya gets a little jealous of the bond I develop with Ebony. Like, we did an event together, or someone hosted an event. It was Leah in Salem. And I recommended Ebony to buy the same outfit as me, because we have the same bodies, basically. We're the same size, same body type. We kind of dress, have similar looks, similar style. And Sonya got mad. Well, what happened to my outfit? Where's my outfit? She did not like it.
We see Sonya and Ebony maybe go at it this season too. Can you kind of tease that a little bit?
Listen, Sonya goes at it with everybody when she has one drink too many for her.
Yes. I mean, did you also learn a lot from Ebony this season? Because in the trailer, we do see her call you out for the help comment. Did you realize what you were saying in that moment was wrong? And did you learn a lot from her?
Yes and no. What I said was, I can't remember the names of the people who helped me. I didn't say I can't remember names of the help. Mm-hmm. As people who helped me. I don't have a staff. I have people who help me. They are entertaining assistants, marketing assistants, hospitality assistants. But, you know, she was just maybe also trying to correct me to say, you can't say the help. But I didn't say the help. I said no. And we had a conversation about it. And she liked the fact that I was opening to listening and opening to learning, which I always am. I mean, she's opened my eyes to a lot of different things. And I'm happy for that because I love learning. Life is about learning and always growing.
Definitely. And I'm excited to see your friendship kind of blossom this season. And we do see a familiar face. Heather comes back for a few episodes. I mean, were you still friendly with her? Were you in touch with her before she started filming again? Because
I've been in touch with Heather ever since she left the show. We've always stayed in touch. And in fact, Lou and I invited Heather for a lunch and before we even started filming. And we said, listen, we're going to the Hamptons. Why don't you come? And she did.
And then
unfortunately, she and Leah clashed. I think Leah maybe was threatened by the longtime friendship. Maybe Leah was threatened by the longtime friendship that both Luann and I had with Heather. I don't know. Well, there's other things she was upset about that you'll see, and they really clashed.
Right. Were you surprised that they had such this like clash and such a feud going on? Because they only met each other briefly, right?
Yeah, I think they met briefly last year at Dorinda's home in the Berkshires.
Yeah. So you were surprised that the two of them were like...
Yeah, I was shocked. And you know what? I mean, I don't like to be under Leah's wrath because it's like, woo. So I did not come to Heather's defense. I just ran the other way. I'm like, oh, thank God it's not me.
But you did say that you and Leah kind of butt heads again this season. I mean, where do things stand with you now? Are you the two of you in a good place? And
I think Leah and I are in a better place because I think she understands me better and I understand her better. Not to say we don't have our moments. You know, and we do, and she always will have her moments with everyone, and because that's Leah, and that's okay. Yeah. I get her, and she gets me, so that's the good news.
Did she come into this season more confident than last season? Because obviously, it's her second go around, and she's not the newbie anymore.
That's a good question. I never really thought about it. I was just so happy that we're filming as COVID, and I really never analyzed that. But I just felt that I connected better with her, and she, like I said, she got me better, and I got her better. So that's the good news.
Definitely. Can you explain accidentally posting your bank account info on Instagram?
Yeah, well, So basically, there's a new app that updated, which I update on my phone. Mm-hmm. And it just, I was trying to do an Insta story about how I liked how my hair looked. And instead, what posted was my bank account, because somehow that came from the photos of, I don't know how. And mm-hmm. that was a photo for my assistant to show that I got paid from one of the accounts for doing Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to show, yeah, here's from my, I took it. Instead of me saying, see, it was easier for me to take a screenshot and send it to him than to write out the information. But now, never take a screenshot of something unless you want it public.
Exactly.
That's my lesson.
Totally.
At least you know I have money in my account. There you go.
Totally, yes. Have you spoken to Dorinda at all?
No, I have not.
You have not. I mean, was it definitely different without her this season? Or did you feel like the dynamic definitely changed?
Well, the dynamics always change when there's one missing housewife from the prior season. But the beauty of our show is it's a wheel that just keeps going. You can take one of the, you know, cogs off it or whatever, but it just keeps on going. So mm-hmm. the show is great.
Yeah. Do you miss her at all? And do you think that the two of you will ever get back on track?
You know, you never know.
Yeah. Never. I'm going to leave it at that. Have you spoken to Tinsley at all?
I've texted her. Texted her and emailed her. And, you know, my heart breaks for what she's going through.
Yeah. Were you kind of, I mean, I think everybody was shocked about what happened with her.
It just, you know, I don't think he didn't do it the right way, but I don't even talk about it. You know what? She's a wonderful woman mm-hmm. and obviously he wasn't the right man for her, and she'll find the right guy.
Definitely. What are your thoughts of Bethany's engagement, and are you going to send a gift?
I'm not that friendly with Bethany, but I'm happy that she's found love and she's engaged, and I really hope everything works out well for her.
Definitely. Is Avery excited to be on the kids episode of Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, she asked if she should do it or not. And I said, if you want to do it, do it. And she did it. And yeah, she said she had fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. You know what? Obviously, the summer is right around the corner. We are asking everybody, and you look absolutely fantastic. What are your bikini body secrets?
My bikini body secrets, exercising and drinking lots of water, trying to cut down the alcohol.
Do you feel more confident now than ever before?
I feel I'm better than ever before. I mean, my daughter says, Mom, you look better now than you did 10 years ago. I mean, I just feel good. And I just feel great. I really do.
Definitely.
So you know, what you feel on the inside shows on the outside. It's all about feeling good about yourself and trying to be the best you can be within what you have.
Totally. So before we get on to the bag segment, so what is that one moment that you can't wait for fans to see this season? And, you know, obviously we have the trip to Salem, which looks like a lot of fun. You know, like you said, the beauty pageant.
I think that I did a themed Valentine's party. It was Valentine's weekend. None of us had a significant other boyfriend in our lives. Everyone came to spend Valentine's weekend at my home. So I said, you know what, instead of sitting down at a table, let's set this table up really beautifully for Valentine's Day. Let's all wear lounge outfits. And I got everyone like beautiful necklaces. And I did the crystals on the head. And then, you know, Leah just got a new boob job. I'm like, well, you know, I'm sure she wants to show off her boobs, but I don't want to see her boobs like without something on it. So let me get some of those crystal pasties. Mm-hmm. So I bought them for everybody, not knowing everyone would put them on. And I knew Leah would. So I said, Leah, look what I got. I got these for everybody. You want to put one on? Yeah, give them to me now. Yeah. And the next thing I know, she puts them on. She shows us her boobies. But remember, it's only five of us, intimate. We're not in a room of 50 people, okay? Different. Five women, intimate surroundings. Next thing I know, everyone is whipping off their shirts, including me. Who would have thought that would have ever happened? Never in a million years.
What do you think of Leah's boob job? Did they do? Is it looking good?
You know, I don't think Leah needed it. I think Leah is beautiful, but you know what? If it made her feel good, that's all that counts.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about letting everybody see the goods this season then?
Hey, I had pasties. I was covered up, okay? Please.
Ramona, thank you so much. This was perfect. This was great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.